their heavenly glory.
Who measured the waters in the hollow of his hand?
Who rules with power over all of creation and formed the universe at his command?
Glorious, indescribable, great and marvelous, Ancient of Days,
Jesus, Savior, reign forever. You alone are worthy of praise.
Who paid the price for our sin now and forever?
Who suffered in anguish and died on Calvary?
Who rose from the grave and with his mighty power conquered death and won the victory?
Glorious, indescribable, great and marvelous, Ancient of Days,
Jesus, Savior, reign forever. You alone are worthy of praise.
Come, let us bow before him. Come, let us kneel and adore him. Come, let us praise our matchless King. Glorious, indescribable, great and marvelous, Ancient of Days,
Jesus, Savior, reign forever.
You alone are worthy of praise.
You alone are worthy of praise.
Glorious, indescribable God.
Thank you, young people. Most of those are college students that are home for the holidays, and others are, two of them are still in school, but we're excited about them. And it's been a joy to have several of our college students, I don't know, maybe a dozen or more of them here for the holidays. Some will be leaving tonight. Elaine will be flying out late tonight, going back to Pensacola, and there's five different Bible colleges represented. We're very proud of all of them, as well as proud of all those who stay local and go to college. We love them as well. We get to see them on a regular basis, and so that is a blessing. Well, I wanted to have a testimony service. You know, we usually have that around Thanksgiving, and we did. But as we come to the last service of 2017, and especially as it falls on a New Year's Eve, we thought we'd just spend some time and tell the blessings of God. Brother Vestal has the microphone, and he's going to be able to pass that around as you have an opportunity. So all you have to do is raise your hand, and we'll call on you, and you'll be able to share something that the Lord's done in your life in 2017 or in your family. It'd be a great blessing. And we're going to start right back here in the back with Blanca.
Praise the Lord, everybody. First of all, I want to thank the Lord because he has been really, really, really good to us. His mercy and his grace has been shown to our family this year. And I want to thank God for that. I also want to thank everybody here and the people that are not here, and Pastor Ms. Vicki, Brother Vestal, and Sister Vestal. Your prayers and your love is just amazing. Pastor was saying this morning, this is a family. He's been here 30-some years, and We're going to be starting our 24th year here. It is like, yep, this is family. This is the best family I have ever had. And I really, really thank God for all of you, for the kids, for all the staff. We pray for you guys all the time. So God bless the ministries in Grandview. And I'm so excited to be part of some of the ministries. And I really thank God for my children, John Tavellina. They grew up here, and they went to school here, and they're still serving the Lord, and you can't pay anybody for that, and you cannot thank God anybody for that, because they're serving God, and that's like the most amazing thing and feeling that you can have. I was a single parent, and my son went to the Marines, and I was afraid that he might go the wrong way, but I praise God that he decided to just serve God and keep serving God. And ask for praise for him and his family. There's a lot of turmoil there, but he's still coming. He's still here. He says, Mom, I only have God. That's all I have. If I don't trust him, there's nothing else we can do. And this year, my husband got very sick. First, he had heart problems, and that's pretty scary. It went back to being afraid of being. When my first husband passed away, the pain, and it just like kind of came back. I was really scared. And I have to think God for allow me to. Sister Best asked me if I can sing in the choir, and it was more for me than for the choir. So the songs that we sing, the praises, they've been like an ointment to my heart. And thank everybody for praying for my husband. He went through a tough time, but he's doing really good, and his heart's feeling so much better. And we didn't realize that his heart problems was because he had a really bad virus. And they kept him in the hospital for several days, just pumping him with antibiotics. And now he's like, I don't even have trouble breathing. I can walk. And because he just climbing up the stairs, he will have to stop. And if he's hard, his heart was not pumping, and I think God just touched that. And the surgery went well, and he's doing so well. But I know that it's just God's grace and mercy and the praise of everybody here. I appreciate all of you, and I love all of you, and thank you so much. And this coming April will be my 11th year that I'm cancer-free. And every day I thank God, and I said, Lord, help me that I can make the difference in somebody's life, because you gave me this life, and I just want to be a servant. That's what I am. God bless you, everybody, and have a blessed year.
God bless you, Blanca. God bless you. Wonderful. As she mentioned, this is her 11th year to be cancer-free. Her body was filled with tumors. Doctors gave her no hope whatsoever. And we just kept praying and praying. And one day she went in to get checked, and they said, well, the test is bad or something, because it doesn't show anything. So they have to do it again. And then again, same results. No cancer, no tumors, no none of that. And they couldn't figure that out. And so she's a walking miracle as a testimony of prayer. Just this last week, we heard a young college lady who got saved, baptized here, Denali. We had been praying for her. When she got baptized, I found out that day that she had a brain tumor, and they were going to start radiation soon. Well, she went through radiation treatments only to find out that the tumor had doubled. And the doctor said, well, There's just nothing we can do. It's out of our hands. And so she went to the GAP class, our college and career class. And so Cameron worked it out and had Denali come, and we prayed for her. the pastors and deacons prayed and anointed her with oil, asking God to heal her. And we just heard this week that she went in for another test, and the cancer had shrunk from a softball size to a quarter, and the cancer's completely dead. The tumor's dead, and there's no life in it anymore. So praise the Lord. That's without any medication. The Lord just answered that prayer. And many of our deacons and staff were praying several times a day for this young lady that God would heal her. And it was such a blessing to hear that miraculous testimony of God's grace on this young life with her whole life ahead of her. Who else has a testimony you'd like to share? Right back here. Well, no, ladies first. Miss Chambers, and then Kenny. Or you're going to go Kenny. She's deferring Kenny, and then we'll go back to Miss Chambers.
All right. Well, I just want to be thankful for my family this year. I remember just a couple months earlier having an ultrasound and finding out that we were going to have a boy, and we were very thrilled about that. And now he's here, and he's healthy, and so we just praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Kenny. Wonderful. Miss Chambers.
She was just
Just pointing for Kenny. Okay. Wonderful. Who else has a testimony that I'd like to share? Lucas.
A couple weeks ago, when Pastor mentioned we were going to have a testimony service and share our blessings from 2017, my heart was struck that I got some big blessings that I ought to share, but my first reaction was not to. And I realized it would be a great dishonor to God not to share our story with you from what's happened to us this year. As I came for orchestra this afternoon, I began to be nervous about sharing this with you guys. But as I saw the faces of everybody coming in, and many of you I've known for many, many years, I thought, you know, it's really all about being a blessing to you guys, if my story can be a blessing to you guys. November of 2016... I had a conversation with Pastor that the government was making some significant changes in the rules that govern the investment industry, and it would be the most significant change in the investment industry since they went from paper stocks to electronic. And the downside of it would be that I would have to repaper nearly every household that I managed, and basically have to redo the prior 3.5 years worth of work that I had done. And I only had until the end of 2017 to do that with about 700 accounts. And I told him, however, I always look for opportunity whenever there's an adversity. And I saw a strategic opportunity that if I did things correctly, it could result in my business growing bigger than it ever had before. And Pastor said, well, I'm going to pray that you have the best year you've ever had. And I got to work. I set up an ambitious schedule with my secretary, Donna Davis, who goes here, and got to work going on it. And very quickly at the beginning of the year, I started having a lot of serious health challenges. And the one thing that I couldn't afford was I started having serious fatigue problems and had to go to the doctor many times. And that's exactly what you don't need when you're trying to get more work done. Over the course of several months, I was able to do a lot of my own research and find 3 different supplements that were life-changing in their impact on my health. And I can say I probably have the best health now that I've had in many, many years. Early on in the year, my secretary, Donna Davis, who goes here, her dad started having some life-threatening health problems. And so she had to start taking time off from our office, and she missed over a month of work, and I had to work without my person that I depend on. And through that stretch, our business continued to grow. I started working many nights until 9 o'clock at night to keep up. Unfortunately, Donna's dad passed away. So she had some caretakers move in to take care of her mom. Her mom had a lot of serious health problems. After I had Donna back at our office for maybe a month, then her mother's house burnt down. And so Donna had to be away from the office quite a bit again. And so I started even staying later at the office, sometimes even till 10 o'clock at night to keep up. The shock of the house burning down led to Donna's mother passing away. And so once again, my key person I depend on was out quite a bit more. So I began bringing home work to work on, on my laptop from the dining room table, so at least I could be in the same room as my wife and kids in the evenings. And through that, my wife was incredibly supportive. She had been inspired watching me to set some personal goals for herself. She did some amazing things, like she lost 50 pounds in the course of about 6 months, got her driver's license for the first time in her life, partially to take a load off of me having to drive everybody around. Finally, we got Donna back at the office for our home stretch to finish out the year, the final sprint, and we were working harder than we ever had. And all through that time, the Lord had just kept on blessing us, and so many good things were happening. Most of you probably realize that 2017 was an exceptionally good year for the investment market. And, of course, that was lifting our ship along with that. It became quite emotional, you know, going through the home stretch as God continued to send blessings our way just unexpectedly. We opened up 51 new households, all from referrals and word of mouth throughout the year. At one point, one of our existing clients came into our office with her sister, and they were very emotional. She had been told that she had 2 days to live, and her last thought was to bring us $329,000 from a competitor because she didn't want her heirs to have to deal with anyone else but us. And those kinds of blessings kept on happening on a daily basis to us. We finished out the year and met our goal and took advantage of the strategic opportunity I told Pastor that I saw. And coming down the home stretch of the year, we've had 3 months in just the last few months where we had record months for our branch finishing out the year. So I told Donna, our goal this next year is to work less and still get everything done.
Amen. God's blessed that in an amazing way. We're very proud. And by the way, Lucas has a branch for Edward Jones. And so if you need a place to finance or to put your money for growth or stocks or bonds, he can help you with that. Who else has the testimony? Martha.
Stand up. Okay. I don't know. My husband didn't want to talk, but I'm going to. what's new? Yeah. God is so good, and God is so great, not just for our food, but 2017 has been a very trying year for us. But, you know, it's brought my husband and I much closer together, and we really needed that. He's a wonderful man. He's put up with so much after marrying me. I mean, with my family, but anyway. You stay true to what God wants you to do. You stay faithful and just keep on loving the Lord, and he's going to bring you through anything. And we've been through many trials, and God has just continued to bless us.
Praise the Lord. So glad. Right up here.
Well, Andy's too afraid, but I'll go ahead and talk anyway. I want to thank him for putting up with me for the last 20 years. We celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary on December 6th, and there's no one else on earth like him, and I thank God for that. I also want to thank Brandon Pearl for reminding me that just because something is dangerous, it looks slippery, or we can still appreciate it, the fact that God gives us so much beauty in it. I also want to thank Miss Vicky, once again, like I do every year, for scaring me to death and then laughing about it and making me laugh at the same time. I want to thank the Vestals for just making me think about my testimony and what I need to do and how to be a better wife and such. And I guess that's it. So
praise the Lord. I want to hear how she got scared to death. Miss Vicky, do you have a...
I just went to her Sunday school class and told her that security alerted me that I needed to go and check on her. So I
oh! Okay. That's a Miss Vicky joke right there. Who else has a testimony, something you'd like to share? Right here in the back.
You don't know me, but my name's Cruz. This is the third week I've been going here now. I was introduced by my buddy Angel, that me and him play basketball every once in a while, and he told me to show up, so here I am. I have three blessings that happened this year. Two of them happened on the same day. It was June 5th. My son was born later in the afternoon, and that kid's been going on strong. He's the happiest kid in my life. But after being born and holding him, I took off out of the room and hugged both my dad and my little brother, the two best friends I've ever had in my entire life, who've always had my back. And I come back in, and the doctor's doing chest compressions, telling me that he is not breathing. And I'm worried, I'm scared, but I'm keeping everyone else calm. Finally find out that they got him back. He's basically was dead, and they brought him back to us, telling us that he had a little bit of amniotic fluid in him, and he was not breathing very well, so we had to go all the way to St. Vincent's out in Portland. And I was scared, and I was worried, and then we got there, they hooked him up on four different machines and told us that he is going to be on them for about 3 to 4 weeks. And I was scared, and I was worried. I wasn't in the best shape, but I kept my cool, and I didn't want anyone to know, because I'm not the type of person who likes to show emotion in front of everyone. But one night, while my fiance and my kid were asleep, and it was about 12 o'clock at night, I couldn't sleep at all, so I got up and I left, and I went to their little small church room that they had. And I got on my knees, and I cried, bawling my eyes out, telling him, please help my son. I need my son in my life, for he's made me happy within the last, only having him for the 3 hours I had him at that time. And I wake up the next morning not knowing what to expect, and the doctors come in and tell us that he's actually breathing better, and they took him off the machines that night. And that made me feel 10 times better, which was my second blessing. And I was so happy, but I was asking, does he still need to be here for 4 weeks? And he told us yes. And I was like, why? And he mentioned to me, saying, well, we don't know if he might not have good breathing anymore, like he might stop again, and his heart rate obviously is strange. And then 4 days go by. On Friday around 11:30 at night, while me and my fiance are sleeping, he comes in the room and tells us, you have good news, you can take him home that Saturday night. So we were only there for a week. So that was my third blessing of this year, and I've had him for now, for like I said, 6 months, coming on 7 on the 5th. And every day since then, no matter what problem I've had, whether it's been down in the dirt or not too bad to brush it off my shoulder, every time I walk in the room, I am blessed that God gave me my most amazing thing that I've ever had that happened in my life and was given to me, and I thank him every day for it.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Who else has a praise item, something to share, testimony? Right here.
I just happened to think, as we were coming today, that I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned this year is to I feel that I've been taking not just the Lord, but I've really been taking the Holy Spirit for granted and forgetting just how much that I need to depend on Him. He showed me so many things this year, especially when I've been teaching and leading me and guiding me. When I didn't have words or I didn't know what I was going to say, the Holy Spirit just said, it's okay. Just trust me. And I realized that I had been taking Him for granted. He's there with us all the time, and He's there for us to lead and to guide in the little things, not just the big things. And not just, He's a very important part of our faith and the Godhead, but He's also personal, and He's personally there for us. And it's such a blessing that it may seem minor to some people, but to me, it was a very big thing for that. The Lord still speaks to me, but the Holy Spirit is there to help and to guide. If I will just listen and sometimes just be still and know that He's there and let Him take over. Yes. And I praise Him for that.
Amen. Amen.
I'm so thankful for this church and what it means to me and my family. This is such a giving church. We've had a banner year this year with the way our business has evolved. And we celebrated our 40th anniversary. And just the many things that have happened, how giving this church is. And I hope I've been able to be a blessing to a few in the room. But biggest blessing I have right now, how prouder can a dad be of a missionary son who is not here tonight, he's at another church preaching, but and the support that you've given him. You know, Patsy and I have been here, our family's been here about 20 years or so, and we're just so thankful for what God's doing. And can I recap some of his year? This year, in March, his church was devastated by floods in northern Peru that affected just about everybody in his church. He had been running 200, and they went down from there. In April, he reached 1,000 people on Easter and had a tremendous time. In May, they had a church split. And had some trials, and there's still some fallout from that where another gentleman is bad-mouthing him, and he just goes on and on. Just a couple of months ago, he endured a visit from pastor and others who were very much a blessing and very much an encouragement to him. And I know he leans on Pastor greatly for advice and direction. He just started before he left to come here. Started a site church. He had a visit from some college students from Argentina. I don't know if he told you about that. And some pastors from Lima, and they all came up. He had a kind of a mini pastors conference, but he put them to work, and they went out soul winning, and he taught them how to be soul winners like the folks here. And so he comes up and gets here Friday night after 24 hours traveling, and we're glad to have him here and to be here. And somebody stole his luggage. So he's been through it, but he hasn't stopped. He just keeps going. He's got the energy and keeps going, and a blessing to me and a blessing, I hope, to the brothers and sisters in the church here, and how much you mean to me and how thankful I am for your support.
Amen. Amen. John is, give a hand there, clap there. John is preaching for Brother Roman White up in Vancouver, that church we started years ago. And Roman grew up as a teenager here. They had just about on the 17th of December, that week they'd worked very hard, and they reached in their services. They had multiple services, had over 1,300 people attending, with over 300 of them trusting Christ as their Savior. So a special week of outreach. We praise the Lord for that. We're going to have some music here, I believe. And so we're going to start with Carissa. Connor. We're going to start with Connor. And Carissa. Okay, it's a duet. Okay, I'll get it right. Now, we've had several testimonies from this side of the auditorium. Is there anyone on this side of the auditorium that has a testimony they would like to share? We have Al here. Al's been with us from the very first day, 33 and a half years ago.
Yeah, and I don't hesitate to tell everybody that I get a chance to about the fantastic experience. It's been here in Grandview Baptist Church for this whole 33 years. It's the place I've gone to church. I love my pastor. I mean, I'm so grateful he knocked on our door. He got my wife and I, our children, out of another church that wasn't quite what it should be. I'm not going to badmouth them. I'll just say it. They weren't quite what they should have been. Pastor knocked on our door, and my wife said she wanted to hear what he had to say. And so that next day, we came to pastor's first service. And this has been the church that I belong to. And I've had several different things that I did here at the church. I was head usher for quite a while, and I happened to be one of pastor's deacons, praise God for that. But I didn't realize until this year just what kind of a church family Grandview Baptist Church is and has been to me and my wife. Some of you may know, I mentioned it to a few people, that the first part of the year I was in and out of the hospital for 3-4 months. At one time I'd been in ICU for a full week. I won't tell you 1 second of that week. I have no idea what went on at all. But my wife tells me that my blood pressure dropped down to 42 over 36. And the next thing she knew, there was about between 5 and 10 people around my bed working on me. And one doctor talked to my wife and said, "Well, I may have to talk very seriously to you tomorrow. But with the people at Kaiser, they pulled me through it. And I'm here today, excuse me, to testify to that fact. But while I was in the hospital, Chris and his son Wesley made 3 or 4 visits up there to the hospital to see me and brought people with them just about every time they came. And at one time, Mark and Donna Davis and their oldest daughter came. And I was at a pretty low point at that time. I just didn't give a hoot what was going on. But the youngest or the oldest daughter of the Davises was the last one to leave the room. She came over and looked down at me as I was laying there in the bed. And people, I never, ever again in my life want to look into someone's eyes and see what I saw in that young lady's eyes. There was sorrow, sadness, tears, anxiety, you name it. It was there. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to beat this thing. I'm going to get out of here. I'm not going to look at those eyes and see that again. Well, here I am. And I realized that this is not just a church that I attend to. This is my family in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I can never, ever, ever thank him enough for the love that I have found in this building. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Al. Right over here, Kevin.
Yeah, I just want to praise God for 2017. God's been real good to me and my family, especially with my boys. Angel, he started a bus route, and just to see him faithful every Saturday and to go out there, it just brings a great joy, you know, as a father. And Isaiah, he's just a fierce little soul winner. He's always, you know, just out there and taking charge and taking lead, and it just blesses my heart. And you know, Haley, she's always good. You know, my wife, she just, you know, stood by me for 15 years, and we're still going real strong, and I just praise the Lord for that. And, you know, just sum it up, it's really just spiritual growth in 2017 with us and my family. And I'm doing things like teaching children's church, which I never thought I'd see myself doing. And I just want to praise the Lord for just the spiritual growth that I've seen this year, and looking forward for more.
Amen. Amen.
He told me that if he had the courage to stand up and say something, I would have to, too. So here I am. when I think about 2017, this year has definitely been a very tough year. It's been a tough year for our family. We've had a lot of things that have happened this year. We've had multiple things going on with family members. We've had lots and lots of incidences with cars and vehicles and accidents, and 2 of them in one day, which was really crazy. Financial stuff, I mean, you name it, we've gone through it this year. We haven't faced challenges like this in quite some time. We've been very, very blessed to not have to go through a lot of challenges like we have this year. However, it has really taught us to be still, and it's taught us to really trust in the Lord and, you know, just to completely lean on him to bring us through. And he has been faithful, and he has brought us through. And we've had many, many, many blessings. All that aside, nothing compares to the blessings that he has given us this year with our children. We're so, so proud of them, and we are so thankful to every one of you in this church. All of you have had such a huge part in helping to grow our children, and we really, really appreciate that. Everyone in the youth department, I mean, everyone who's just there for our family, and, you know, all the teachers in the school, and everyone who's been a friend, and we're just so thankful for all of that. And
we're looking forward to 2018 being a better year. So,
amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Okay, Philip.
I wanted to back up a couple years ago when my dad passed away in 2014. I've learned to be thankful for situations that I don't always appreciate. So when my dad passed away, I then got fired from the post office. But then I got a job at security, and I was able to meet my wife Lonnie through that. So there's that. And then this year has been pretty fantastic. My sister, she got married to a really great guy. Then I got married in April. And then my mom found a man that loves her to death and is treating her very well. And now, to top it off, we found out that we're expecting. So I just wanted to thank God for a wonderful couple years.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to have another special right now. We have a mother-daughter special.
To the Master.
Okay, we have time for two or three more testimonies. So we'll start right here, Wesley.
Well, 2017 has been a really great year for me, financially, spiritually, and everything. But a highlight of my year was in October when I got to go to Hiles Anderson College Days. And you know, that week, the weekdays were awesome. You know, we got to go to classes, meet new people, make friends. But most importantly, that Saturday and Sunday were eye-opening to me. You know, being in Chicago, you know, a town of 10 million people. Never really been to a city that was that big. And just seeing the poverty, but not just physical, not just financial poverty, but the spiritual poverty there. It was just eye-opening to me. I've never seen anything like it. And that trip really gave me a burden, or more of a burden for lost people. So it was really awesome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Right over here.
So Mark wasn't able to come tonight. He's really sick tonight. But he asked me to kind of share a little bit. This year's been pretty much a wild ride. He decided to resign from his job and help build the building. And at that point, I was like, okay, that's our source of income. And I was like, okay, I know God will provide, and it was definitely worrisome, but he has provided in an immense way, and it's humbling to me and my whole family. This Christmas, we weren't quite sure how that was going to go, but, you know, people here helped us out, and it just makes me want to be more of a blessing to everybody else also, and yeah. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Right over here, Carl. Okay, right over here. Wayne.
Well, what I was going to say on the way over, other people have kind of already stolen my thunder. So I'll just summarize. But then as I was sitting here, something else came along. My wife, Les. I'm Wayne Kearney, for a few of those, or maybe most of you, who wouldn't know. And this is my wife, Leslie, and this is my youngest son, Gavin, and that kid on the end I take no responsibility for. So what I was going to talk about is we often notice the more dramatic things as God works in our life, and that's true, to catch our attention. But we sometimes forget that he is always at work. And sometimes it's accumulation of little things that bring us along in our walk, whatever it is. It could be stress, it could be discipline, it could be blessing. And we forget to thank him for all things and in all situations when it's not particularly dramatic. And I just like to thank God for the ordinary blessings and workings, whether they're hard or easy, that we enjoy. We've had a very undramatic year, and I'm grateful for that. The other thing I'd like to point out, would you help me out? Because I need a hand. Just hold that. Or maybe I can be loud.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out, as I'm sitting here.
Hold it up for him anyway.
You want to
stand up? There's people on live stream.
There we go. Okay. Point out from Scripture the purpose of blessing. It certainly is for what people have talked about tonight, to raise our voices in praise and thanksgiving and remembrance for what God has done. But there's also an additional purpose. After chapter 11 of Hebrews, and it's a common passage, most people know it's a chapter of faith, it goes through this big list of all these highlights in the Old Testament of faith. But then at the beginning of chapter 12, it kind of says, here's why it happened. I'd just like to read that. Therefore, we also, since we have been surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race of endurance, run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. And you see, our blessings are for our good, no doubt. But they're also to encourage us, so that in the future, as we face things, we can run that race with endurance. A race is hard. Most of us have run. I've never run marathons. this is referring more to a marathon than a sprint, but it takes a lot of endurance to run. And it hurts, and you get out of air. Well, Gavin doesn't, but I do. And we have to remember the things that God has done, not just for us, but for others to help us run that race.
Amen.
So as I see that blessing there, there's reasons we go through the things we go through. So,
amen. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. And then Brother Rich.
The blessings of this year are based on something that happened, 21 years ago. On our trip back from visiting here to Hammond, God said, "You're moving. No job, no offers, just I want you out in Oregon." So we went back, and I resigned or told them at the end of the school year back in Hammond we'd be moving. And my thought was, great, I'll go out there, I'll get involved in the church school, and away we go. Didn't quite work that way. Got a good paying job, worked. But in the last year, an opportunity came to open up for me to work in the school, and on top of that, my boss at my regular job said, as long as your work's done, you can come in whenever you need to. So you can go do what God's given you. In that 20 years, I've got to work with the youth and enjoyed it. In fact, walked into Brother Cameron's class, although he wasn't here this morning, and saw my junior high boys there. But they're not junior high anymore. They're college kids. But to me, they're still junior high. And the blessing of this year is even taking a step going back to teaching, which in a Christian school does not pay the bills. And I thought, well, it's going to be tough financially, but this year we will actually end up, due to some settlements that came through, a lot farther ahead than I would have been if I had just stayed doing my regular job.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have room for maybe one more. Skip, you want to be the last.
Got a quick one. Listening to him talk about the simple things and how God blesses. I got to share this. I shared it with some guys about this morning. I'm standing out there at the road waving at people, and people are driving by honking and waving and everything. And I turned around, and I looked, and there's our church. There's the American flag. And I'm thinking about the freedoms God just laid in my heart. Because a bald eagle came flying over. And it was awesome. And it's just the little things. God says, look at that. You live in a country where you have freedom. We have freedom here. I thank God for it.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, it's so good to have the opportunity to share testimonies. No doubt by now you're saying, man, I wish I would have shared mine. Well, save it for next time and be one of the first, and you'll get to. But it's just a joy to hear a sampling of the blessings of God in 2017. And I'm sure that most every blessing could be mirrored by many other lives. I want to say it's been a great year. We praise God for what He's done, and we're excited about what He's going to do in 2017. We love you. Thank God for you. Later this evening, we will keep two of the doors out front open. So if people want to come in and pray in the new year, my wife and I'll be here. Maybe a few others will be here. It's totally unorganized type of thing. But if anyone wants to, the facilities will be open. You'll have to come through the center front doors in the foyer, and then we'll pray, and then afterwards we'll lock things up. God bless you, and Happy New Year. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this time we've had to share the goodness that you've given into all of the lives here. And all of us are a testimony to your grace and to your blessings. And Lord, we know that 2018 will hold many challenges, but we're just as confident that you will see us through every day of the year with your blessings and grace and mercy and strength. So bless now these good people throughout this next year. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you.